I think every school has a gap somewhere. The achievement gap, as I look for students, you know, especially here at Santa Cruz, we're working through the same concerns, is that there are students, underrepresented students, students that have not as big voice or opportunities. Those are the students that we need to really look into. And whether or not it's the data that you look at to see where some of these, learning or achievement gaps are. But really, it's knowing every student by name and need. And that's where you start really motivating students to, whether it's going to a course that they don't think that they're ready for or prepared, or they haven't met the appropriate prerequisites. I think when you stop and have those one-on-one conversations with students, they start realizing that they might actually have the ability and they just never had the thought. A lot of that is encouragement. And also looking at what systems of support, what kind of programs, is there intervention programs, is there, continued learning, additional learning that you could provide for students. I think that helps as well, lessen that gap. But I think, most importantly, though, it needs to be something that's a discussion that that we have as a teaching staff, identifying the students individually, but also talking about instructional practices or program practices that we could start implementing or using that are already happening out there, and just trying to increase the consistency of learning. When you're talking about equity, it comes in many forms, and sometimes equity is as simple as you need to be clear instructionally and be able to be communicating clear expectations, learning targets, whatever that is for students, and also showing with them what things look like when you accomplish things successfully.